Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Naririto naman po kami at muli ninyong makakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay ika-apat na linggo na ng Disyembre at tatlong araw na lang Pasko na.
Yes, Pasko.
Paskong Pasko na talaga. Mm-hmm. At isang linggo po uli at dalawang araw lang naman bagong taon na. 2025. Marami po tayong pinagsamahan sa buong 2024 at pinasasalamatan po namin yan, gayon din kayong lahat na aming mga tagapakinig dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program. At kaya, kahit na po umulan, kahit na umaraw, nandito pa rin po kami. Dalawang magaganda po ang kasama ninyo ngayong hapon, si Manang Trini and myself. And maya-maya lang po, darating din si Ate Jo. Medyo na traffic lang ng konti. Kumusta naman ang Trini?
Hello, Tita Verge. Okay naman po ako. And of course, napakainit po ngayong araw na to, Tita Verge.
Yan.
So magandang hapon po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin. Yung on air, of course, Tita Verge. And of course, yung sa Facebook din. Yung mga nagpa-follow sa atin sa Facebook. Yung mga subscribers din natin at saka mga likers din naman. So ayan, magandang hapon po. Sabi nga ni Tita Verge, ilang araw na lang Tita Verge?
Tatlo, 22 na ngayon eh.
Oh, yan, tatlong araw na lang po at tayo'y magpapasko na talaga. So I hope naman naghahanda na lahat ang ating mga kababayan Tita Verge to celebrate the Pasko. Ano?
Oh,
ikaw po ba? Ano na? Ready na?
Ready na akong makikain.
Pero Tita Verge, pwede din naman natin kasi yung i-share yung mga yung nangyari kahapon, di ba?
Oo, siyempre.
I-share mo yan, Tita Verge.
Oo, gandang-ganda kasi talagang pamaskong handog yun ng AJ Motors Henderson sa pangunguna ng ating kaibigang sales manager Reagan Rodriguez at ng kanyang mahal na may bahay, ganun din ng mga may-ari ng AJ Motors Henderson. Mga apat yata silang mga Chinese po sila, pero ang mga kotseng itinitinda nila, maraming Japanese siyempre at maraming magaganda. And natural, yung kanilang Christmas party, inishare nila sa mga Pinoy, hindi lamang yung kanilang mga customers, at mga kundi ganun din mga kaibigan and prospective business partners syempre. Kaya si Tita Verge po nakakita ng magandang orange na kotse. Tiningnan ko agad sa yard kung magkano. Hindi ko pa kaya.
Kaya mo yan.
Pagtatagan ko na muna yung maliit kong itim. Yeah. Si Manang Trini, palagay ko ang tinitignan nito yung magandang itim din doon kasi pampamilya talaga eh.
Pampamilya.
Oo.
Maganda. Maraming silang ano. Yun nga. Magnagpapasalamat po tayo, Tita Verge, sa AJ Motors na naghahandog ng pamasko nila sa mga kababayan natin at pati na po sa mga customers nila.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ganyan naman talaga ang AJ Motors, di po ba?
Oo.
Napakabait po nila. That's just their way of giving back. Sabi nga na Regan last week, na instead na mag-lavish Christmas party ang company, nagpabingo bonanza sila para maibalik nila yung mga pamasko sa mga customers nila at saka sa community. Diba?
At syempre napakaganda dahil maraming mga isang youth kasi nakita ko yung mga pinamili nila.
Yes.
And ipinamigay po yun, mga premyo sa bingo. Mm-hmm. And lahat nanalo. Ako nga anim ang pinanalunan ko eh.
Dami
ako lang
kaya.
At masayang-masaya po ako dahil talagang ano yun eh, kahit na maliit na bagay, although magagandang bagay yung mga napanalunan ko, isipin mong tatlong sakong bigas, isang malaking gift basket, at saka isa pang maganda ring Pasko. So, isishare ko din yun sa aking mga kaibigan. Ayan.
Of course naman.
Kaya,
ganyan lang yan.
Napakaganda. At nandito na ang ating
sharing
Ate Jo.
Sharing is caring, di po ba? Ayan. Ang ganda-ganda talaga.
Mm-mm.
So, ayan. Tik Jo, kamusta ka na? Ano ba yan? Haha, na traffic?
Hindi, may photo booth siya kahapon.
Oh, ayan,
sorry,
hindi ko mahanap yung ano ba ito.
Sobrang happy naman at nag-enjoy kayo. Nakita ko yung mga post nyo. Ah.
Oo.
Nanalo ba kayo? Bumingo kayo?
Ako, marami.
Oo, bingo talaga. Mm-hmm.
Bingo talaga.
So, bingo mo.
Anim ang pinanalo ko.
Balato naman dyan. Di ba yung sabi nila? Balato naman dyan, tita.
Actually, ang dalawa doon kay Abby.
Joke lang.
Pero happy talaga ako. Isipin mo, di naman ako nag-a-attend ng ano.
Nako, tita. Good for many months na yan.
Oo.
So, one year.
Dalawa lang sila ni... Ano,
tatlo naman kami. Pero ang isa doon at yung pinakamalaking sako ay... anong tawag doon?
May basmati ka naman.
Yung basmati, yun yung Indian. Pero puti din na bigas yun. So, makakain yun. Pan-fried rice, etc. Pero merong isa, yung magandang klase. Naku, tuwan-tuwa Jasmine. Talaga ako. Yan, Jasmine. Oh, Jasmine rice.
Ako, mapapakain ka talaga, tita niya. Mm-hmm. Paano na ang diet mo?
Forget about the diet.
Festive season kasi, oh, diba?
Oh. Diet, hindi uso yan. Hindi uso yan pag Pasko.
Ikaw, tita, bumingo ka ba?
Oo naman.
Oo, nakapanalo. Ang apo niya, dalawa napanalo ni Ira May eh. Ira May, di ba?
Kira
May, rather. Dalawa napanalo niya, di ba?
Isa sa kanya, isa sa akin.
Maraming dumalo, ano?
Marami naman. Considering na it's a private event pa.
Public rin naman.
Ha?
You mean that
I mean, it's molded. Given, yeah. Hindi naman siya, it's not organized by a Filipino community. Pumunta.
Hindi. Talagang private, business itong nag-arrange nito.
So, at marami rin ng dumalo. Pasensya na po kung na-miss ko kayo, AJ Motors, dahil po sa aking sideline.
Previous commitment.
Kasal ba yung in-attend mo? Kasal ba yun?
Binyag po. At binyag. Tawag doon yung graduation ceremony.
I see.
Graduation party pala. Kasi after
party.
So, yung pareho Pilipino, yung isa po ay sa North Shore at Los Manorewa. So, medyo malayo.
Malayo.
Beach Haven and then
malayo.
Pero, salamat sa aking ama at sa aking kapatid na sumuporta back to back. Iniwan ako nung kapatid ko. Pero binalikan niya ako.
Yeah.
Just to help me pack up. And you know. But, as usual, nag-enjoy naman yung mga
Yes.
Boost.
Very good.
Ayan.
Very, very good.
Kami naman, ako, dahil nandun siyempre si Andrew, ng Andrew M. Judic pa. AMJ naman siya. AGM naman yung automotors ni Reagan. Pero, kumain muna ako ng batsoy bago nag-start ng laro. Ay, sarap na sarap ako. Mm-hmm. Yan, kay Andrew yan. Lapas batsoy.
Mm-hmm. Ayan.
Lapas batsoy. Ang dami talaga nagmamahal kay Tita Virgie.
Oo. At naman kay Abby din kasi nagtinda rin sila Abby.
Ng Fabulous.
Marami naman din silang, marami din silang tinda.
And plus, then, we have the tinapay ba yun? Chrisin, baking.
Bali lima ang nagtinda doon. Mm-hmm. And then yung isa, binigyan niya pa ako ng, yung si Mang Diyos inasal, binigyan niya pa ako ng dalawang balot na chicken na may rice. O di, pag inuwi ko, di nakumain si Normeta, anak ni Norma, dalaginding. Ay, gustong-gusto niya yun.
Ayan. Tapos, maraming salamat din nga pala sa ating magandang si Fabulicious kasi super yummy talaga yung mga gelatos niya. Honestly, salamat Abby, ha? You're sharing your talent sa atin, ha? Yung mga skills mo na making. Tapos bumili may, ako ng ano niya ha, dinuguan at saka lain.
Oo, lain.
Sarap
ako din.
Ayun,
may,
nasa,
may baon din ako nung pauwi.
Yeah, inalmusal ko na.
Inalmusal mo na. Pareho tayo. Kagabi pa, pagdating ko doon, kumain na naman ako noon.
Yes,
nun.
Of course. At habang nag-wait po sa ating bisita, ano, tita, eh, magpapasko na, tatlong araw na.
I know, right? Guys, ano bang tradisyon mo sa Pasko, Atik Jo?
Tradisyon. Mm-hmm. Pwede naman natin pag-usapan ng mga tradisyon sa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Oh, oh. Para sa mga kababayan din natin na nakikinig na bagong dating dito.
Oh, oh.
Or sa mga nandito na hindi naman masyadong traditional na nalalaman.
Kasi sa ibang... Kasi sinelebrate ang Filipino style.
Sa Pilipinas kasi talaga.
Talagang kiwi na rin sila. Oh. Kiwi na rin na sila.
Pero maraming tradisyon ng sa New Zealand.
Yes.
Sa tuwing Pasko. Usually, isa dito ay karamihan po sa mga Kiwi, pati na rin sa mga Pilipino, maraming nagbabakasyon or nag-out of town. So, yun nga yung mga tinatawag nila na long drives, holiday homes, punta sila sa beach. Kasi nga po mainit dito, summer.
Oh, oh.
So, andyan ang mga batches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Batches, yeah. Yung mga
tirahan nila.
Yan. At isa pa po ay yung mga outdoor activities ng mga New Zealanders ay tulad na lamang ng camping.
Mm-hmm.
Pag hike or hiking, diving, and pati na rin cruising.
And pag-akit sa bundok.
Ayun, hiking nga tita. Another one is barbecue. Mm. Common to. Especially yung meats, seafood.
Mm.
And syempre, hindi mawawala ang pavlova dessert.
Oo, diba? Ito yan.
Ang iba po, yan po ang tradisyon ng Kiwi. Isa pa po ay may mga carols services. Parang kanina lang nasa mall ako. Ang daming nagkumakanta doon. Ng mga for free, diba?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a lot of Christmas light shows.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Maraming iba't ibang parte na may Christmas light shows.
Uh-oh.
Meron sa city, meron. Meron din sa banda North, Northland eh. Yung, meron kang sinasawag na Santa Town, tita?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, meron.
Saan yan?
Double check po dyan sa diba? Maraming light shows din.
Ang alam kong may light shows sa city ay yung sa may Ponson B.
Ayan,
sa buong street yun na talagang ganda ng lights. Kasi both sides, meron silang malalaking trees.
Correct.
Nilalagyan nila yun ng Christmas lights.
At meron din po yung tinatawag na parang Christmas tree ng New Zealand, which is yung Pohutukawa. Marami pong traditional na trees na nandyan po.
Mm-mm.
Kasi po ito ay isang traditional Northern European tree.
Mm-mm.
At alam mo ba tita, ang Santa pala ay meron palang Maori term.
Aha.
Hana Koko.
Hana Koko.
Yan, si Santa.
Mm-mm.
Santa sa Maori. At sa panahong ito, traditional din na walang pasok sa eskwela.
Oh, syempre. Oo.
Pati
bakasyon
na rin po sa mga university.
Oo.
At pati po sa mga shutdown ng mga companies.
Mga companies.
Kagayan, ewan ko kung sino mga walang pasok dyan. Pero
magtatrabaho
ako hindi
pa yung iba, mga until 23rd yata.
And
half
then,
day sila.
Hanggang January,
January 6th, no? After Three Kings sa atin, ang tawag isang January 6th.
Yeah.
Dito hindi naman sinaselebrate yun, pero after pa noon, bago pumasok sa eskwela, sa trabaho ang mga
bakasyon. Kagaya din po ng mga Pilipino, ang Christmas po ay special time sa bonding, come together, exchange gifts, enjoy a meal, barbecue, cherish each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
Yun, ganun ba? At saka, rest ba? Picnics, ayan, ganyan po. Ganyan po sineselebrate dito ang Christmas. Usually, it's a part of the year where you look forward for lazy days, sabi nga. Lazy days. Games on your backyard and food on barbecue and Like, the only thing is you are usually on shorts, jandals, and t-shirts because it's so hot.
Too hot.
Yes, mm-hmm. For clubs.
Yeah. And similarly, the Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, and pies and trifle are the traditional ones for mm-hmm. Kiwis, di ba? Mm-hmm. And how about you, Tita? How do you celebrate? You've been, both of you have been here very, very long time as immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, over the years, how did you celebrate your Christmas? Or parang, paano ba nagbago ang Christmas noon at ngayon? Ikaw, Tita, Trini.
Well, first...
I mean, marami na nagbago, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah. Also, yeah, I'm lucky enough na I also live in England and celebrated Christmas there. And it's really, really two extremes, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi napakalamig sa England, of course. It's very bitter cold, bitterly cold talaga ang Christmas doon. And I experienced na on Christmas Day, may snow falls, ganon. So it was really like... Para bang hindi ba nakita mo yun sa mga movies ano parang ganun na rin so it was really good and of course doon is turkey yung mga pagkain natin turkey pero wala silang katulad sa atin na masaya talaga kasi iba so sa atin kasi you get the whole family together, extended family or otherwise, you know. Tapos ang laki-laki ng gathering sa atin.
Oo, totoo yan.
Sa England, it's just you and your
family. Yeah. Immediate family
yeah.
lang.
And then you try to obviously celebrate and the English way.
Yeah.
Tapos pagdating dito, of course,
iba na naman.
Kasi super init, barbecue lang.
Hindi man lang yun, Tita.
I mean, yes, hindi lang naman natin yan malalang ano, kasi that's just how it goes dito naman talaga. Tapos beach, maraming beach. Before nagka-apo.
Sunburns.
Yeah. Before ako nagka-apo, kami lang tatlo, we just go out for dinner rather than making an effort sa bahay. Tapos yung mga kapatid, yung mga anak ko. Ngayon, palaki na palaki.
Extended na.
Ang pamilya. So
may mga apo na. Ilan ang apo? Tatlo na. No?
Lima!
Ah, lima. Oo, nga. Tatlo nga pala kay Jayden, dalawa kay Donna.
Kaya lima. Yes. Lima na. And then you kind of look forward talaga sa Pasko because of the kids, di ba?
Akala ko you look forward na para kay James in the soon.
Yeah. Soon.
Come on, James!
Yes. Ayan. So, okay naman. Masaya naman. And I love the... It's good na we're so blessed kasi... We're Filipinos. We celebrate Christmas differently sa atin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're here. We celebrate it again. Pero, ang kagandahan dito, Vesh, diba, we try to bring our tradition
din. Oo, dito.
Ano ba yung tradition or culture that you that you do in your way that you celebrate here in Christmas?
Unang-una yung Noche Buena.
Noche Buena.
The night before Christmas.
Which is Christmas Eve.
Kasi ang Kiwis, Christmas Day lang. Yun ang contribution nating malaki.
Yeah.
Na magsisimba muna, and then pag uwi ng bahay, kainan.
Kasi simbang gabi.
Simbang gabi.
Yeah.
Ang simbang gabi ay 9 days, of course. Sa atin nga, madaling araw pa.
Sa amin, madaling araw.
But at least dito, yung mga Pinoy at mga Pinoy na pari, ginagawa na nilang gabi. Kasi para convenient sa mga tao.
Oh, saka kasi may mga work yung ibang tao pa din, di ba?
Oo.
Which is nice. I mean, nafe-feel mo pa rin yung ano presensya ng Pasko ba?
So, sa bahay namin kasi back home, yung mama ko talaga is always making sure na pag Christmas Eve, walang matutulog talaga until past midnight.
Mga 3 o'clock na, ganyan.
Yeah. So, tapos kainan talaga.
Mayat-mayang kain.
And I try to put that here. Minsan it works, minsan hindi. Kasi
Depende sa availability.
Hindi, pati ng mga... Pag maliliit pa yung mga bata,
Of course, they need to
stay. Iuwi nila, ayaw nila, mm-hmm. of course, na mm-hmm. magstay sa... Tapos I try to make it sa bahay ko talaga, mm-hmm. rather than...
To host it.
Sa bahay nila, mm-hmm. oo. Oh, oh. Mm-hmm. Kasi maganda yung, parang home talaga ba?
Mm-hmm. How about food, Tita, in terms of food?
Yeah, in terms of food naman, I try to mix the Kiwi way at saka English way, and of course, kasi iba-iba na kasi ang mga taste ng mga bata dito, no? Mm-hmm. But still, tulad ng mga apo ko, paborito nila yung mince and beans. Every time may kainan sa bahay, mince and beans please, mamaning. Okay, so mm-hmm. mince and beans is always a menu. Mm-hmm. And then yung isa naman, oh, can I have pasta Alfredo? Okay.
So mm-hmm. nasa, wow, pasta
Italian. Alfredo. Mm-hmm. And then yung isa naman, I'm gonna order lechon belly. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, Filipino
talaga yun.
Mm-hmm. Filipino way.
And then
crispy pata, ganyan.
Yes. Uh-huh. Tapos ang sa ano naman, ang sa akin naman, saka kay James, I try to make it cottage pie para sa dad niya ba? Mm. Just to honor Duncan. Kasi mahilig yun sa cottage pie.
Mm. Okay.
So cottage pie lang.
Nice.
Have you tried cottage pie before? Do you know what it is?
Oh, parang once lang nung sa mga gathering. Pero,
so cottage pie is actually mince with topped with potatoes.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Tapos may, ang isa naman is cold shepherd's pie. Lamb naman yun.
Mm. Lamb, yeah.
Cottage pie is beef.
Potato. Oh.
Cottage pie is beef. Kasi
beef.
Mm. Minced, right?
Minced beef.
Yeah,
tapos
I tried it. Yung
shepherd's pie is minced lamb. Mm. Yun ang diferensya ng ano.
Shepherd's pie.
At saka
cottage kasi naman sa Christmas at pagpanganak kay Jesus talaga shepherd ay ano yun eh. Kambing yun.
Lamb.
Shepherd kita eh, yung ano.
Tapos of course I have to have, you know, yung gold ribbon cake.
Mm-hmm. Ube ba yan?
Mango dapat, na mango. Mm-hmm. Sabi ng anak ko, Ma, I want yema. Pinapalitan ko.
Ako naman ube.
Ube
yun ang request ng mga ano.
Yeah. Pero yung mga, tapos we have New Year's, ano, marami mm-hmm. din tradition sa New mm-hmm. Year's. My gosh.
I remember back in the day, sa Philippines, we would cook barbecue din.
Yeah.
Yung talagang kami nagtutuhog mm-hmm. talaga lahat sa steak. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang bonding yun na rin yung magpipinsan, magkakamag-anak.
Yes.
Tapos
spring rolls din.
Spring rolls din. Oh. At saka yung leche flan.
Leche flan. Oh, oh my God.
At saka
yung... At laging may long life noodles.
Ah, mm-hmm. pansit. Mm-hmm. pansit. Oo, mm-hmm. hindi mawawala. Mm-hmm. At saka yung halaya, Tita. Yung, alam mo yung mga malaking...
Ubi.
Ano man tawag dyan? Yung sansiba. Ay, ano ba yun? Yung malalaking
Mercedes.
Tawa.
Ah, okay.
Tapos talagang ang hirap. Kailangan kasi talagang
halo.
Dahan-dahan mo lang siyang haluin. Ganon, diba? Saka mga suman.
Sa amin ang suman yung dahon ng nyug.
Nakaikot-ikot
at may tangkay yun.
And then
pag sasamahin
yung
tiglima-lima sa isang ganon.
Yeah. Oo, I've tried it. Ano ang tawag doon, Tita?
Talagang suman.
Suman din ang
suman
tawag doon.
Suman, yeah.
Iba yung nakabalot lang sa dahon naman ng saging na tinitiklop.
Yeah.
And then magkaka-partner, may tali. Yeah. Ang tawag sa amin ay magkakaob.
Magkakaob. Diba?
Ano tawag yan dito?
May mga tawag yan eh.
Yung kasaba yun.
Oo, kasaba.
Iba naman yun. Puro pagkain naman po ang ating pinag-usahan. Kayo po, mga nakikinig, ano ba ang mga handa nyo ngayong Noche Buena, diba? Yeah. Ang Noche Buena kasi is a time for us to commemorate Christmas at the mm-hmm. same time be together with our families mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. close ones. Mm-hmm. Kung kayo naman po ay talagang walang
family dito,
kapamilya dito, marami mm-hmm. naman kayo mga
kaibigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Mm-hmm. And invite yung mga bagong dating din mm-hmm. to the community. Mm-hmm. Katulad ng, yun nga, kahapon.
Yung ginawa nyo kahapon. No?
Mm-hmm. So, that is, kasi may, mm-hmm. may nakaupo ang tayo yung Tita Virge na 2 years pa lang sila dito.
Uh-oh.
And then, that was good for them to experience mm-hmm. that.
Oo.
So, which is
nice, mm-hmm. diba? And hopefully, it will be an annual thing or maybe sponsored by kapo, maybe next time. You never know, di ba? Or some business organizations as well who would love to turn their Christmas events to... Yes. Kasi company Christmas event dapat yun eh.
Then
they share it to the community, which is very good-hearted. Goodwill naman, di ba? Yun naman talaga ang spirit of Christmas.
Palagay ko ang gawin natin next year is sponsored by Samotsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program. At least tayo ang may control. At saka, alam natin kung sino mga makukumida natin na magkukumit. Pag yung kapo, iba-ibang organization yun.
Ang so, hirap ang hands-on, tita. Ilan lang tayo?
Tatatlo.
Yung Samotsari dancers mo pa.
Oh, dancers pa.
Yes. Ayan, tita. Bago tayo magpatuloy, tita, we could play some Christmas song.
We have a Christmas song. Yeah. Ang Pasko ay sumapit.
Ayan.
Talaga namang paborito natin yan. Mm-hmm. And that's at always parang tradisyon na rin yan, ang Pasko ay sumapit. Yeah, diba? Very, very old song ito, diba? Sino bang kumanta nito, Tita Virg?
Limot ko na kasi talagang yan ang pinakang Pasko natin eh. Yan ang talagang Christmas song natin.
Yeah. Sino bang original nito? Sige. Kasi marami na itong cover, no?
Maraming
ano. Ayan po. Enjoy po muna kayo sa ihahandog naming Pasko. Ang Pasko ay sumapit. I mean, ito na po. Babalik po kami.
Gandang himig dahil sa Diyos ay pag-ibig
nang si Kristo ay sinang may tatlong haring nagsidayaw at ang bawat isa ay nagsipaghandog ng tanging alay
bagong taon ay magbagong buhay Kaman ang ating buhay, tayo'y dapat magdiwang. Tayo ay magpasalamat sa taglay nating buhay. Sa araw ng Pasko, magkitang umay, tayo ay magsayang walang humpay. Ihanda ang lahat na may sigla at disip. Sa araw ng Pasko, huwag itong lumay. Tayo ay magsayang walang humpay. Ihanda ang lahat na may sigla at bisik. Darating ang araw ng Pasko kasi...
May gaya ang lahat ng tahanan. Masdan nyo at nagpapaligsahan. May ilaw at parang bawat bintana. Nasadyang may iba at ibang kulay.
Big plans? We've got you. With a GEM personal loan. Very
kayo, tita. Ay, ayan ako. Pasko ay sumapit. Nga naman.
At siyempre
diba?
Pa po, may bisita tayo.
Ay!
Hindi yan magsasalita.
Hindi yan magsasalita.
Yeah. We have a friend here, but unfortunately, he cannot speak Tagalog yet. But we are going to teach him.
Are you with teacher, tita?
Yeah.
Are you gonna...
Yes. I think we have some community service there. Mm-hmm. Did you close the...
It's under...
Under Philippine Embassy.
Mm. Ah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just the advisory, to remind our kababayan that the embassy will be closed. Mm-hmm. And they have some dates there, of course, na kailangan nating ma-remind lang ang mga kababayan natin mm-hmm. na ito po. And then we can give them the phone number. That's an advisory for Christmas, over Christmas mm-hmm. period.
Ah, okay. So... Ang ating pong embahada ay magsasarado po sa following dates po. Siyempre po sa araw ng Pasko, which is December 25, Christmas Day, and December 26, Boxing Day. And of course, we have the 30th of December because that's Rizal Day,
yeah.
Our national heroes in the Philippines. hero in the Philippines, Rizal Day.
But isn't that been changed to National Heroes Day rather than Rizal Day na? Or is that
no,
a different one?
Ah. National Heroes Day is...
around about May, is it? Or June? June, I think.
I think so. And then Rizal Day is...
always the 30th.
Always the 30th. And then New Year's Eve, 31. And January 1, New Year's Day. And January 2, day after New Year's. For emergency matters, kindly call the embassy's hotline.
Which is?
022-074-6517. Yeah, there you go. Embassy of the Philippines in Wellington will be closed. December 25, 26, 30, 31, January 1 and January 2. Ayan.
And the number again, please, those who did not hear it.
022-074-6517. Mm-hmm. At syempre pa po, nagsarado na rin po ang nung last Saturday, December 14, ang walk-ins daw. So, magre-reopen po ang mga walk-ins sa embassy sa January 25 pa.
Okay.
Oo. Kung wala po kayong mga...
Appointments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pwede palang walk-in. I thought hindi na po pwedeng walk-in.
Ay, walang magawa. Yung talagang from wherever went to Wellington just to do that, hindi sila makabook na appointment dahil di naman nila sigurado kung anong oras ang dating nila doon.
And I suppose, not everybody really, we are not all have internet or exactly. Marunong mag-internet. Oo. Lalo na yung mga kaluluha natin.
O yung kararating lang.
Yan.
Ayan, di ba? At speaking of news naman po dito sa New Zealand, tita. Ano ba ang latest ngayon sa New Zealand, tita? Ang sabi po dito, marami daw po na forecast ngayon na uulan sa Pasko.
I know, right?
The Christmas Day weather.
Sa may bahay ko eh.
Oh, did it? Oh. But yet it's too
mainit pero umulan.
Hot right now, yeah.
So Christmas Day weather will be a little rainy, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe you have to postpone your picnics, but then, you know.
it's Auckland, right? Or it's New Zealand. Yeah, one time you say it's raining, the next thing you know, it's so hot and Anyway, four seasons in a day, that's always typical.
Yes. And speaking of lotto winners, tita.
Oh.
Masaya ang Pasko nila.
No, it's not me anyway.
13 po.
Ha?
13.
13 winners.
13? Oh, goodness.
That's good.
Won 22,000 each.
Wow. And that's for the 4 million, is it? Shared by
yesterday
13
po yan.
Is that a Powerball though? Is that just the...
I don't know, Lotto's second division in last Saturday, which is yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there are still the Lotto Christmas promotion, but it will be, I think...
Wednesday.
Next, yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. See, he knows. Are you a Lotto?
So, if you guys listening to that lovely voice, that's our friend or Joe's friend anyway, Merv. Yes, of course. Because just in case they're wondering, oh, how come there's another voice? Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's Merv. But that's all good, Merv. You can keep talking. Mm-hmm. All good.
And 3 days ago from RNZ, they said that the New Zealand ranks low in global economic comparison in 2024. Yeah. Ang sabi dito, New Zealand's economy has been ranked 33rd out of 37 in an international comparison, of which have done best in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Babawi tayo sa 2025.
we'll see how it go, diba? And there was an earthquake in Vanuatu. mm-hmm. and New Zealand rescue crews head to quake hit nation. Oh, a dear. Search for survivors continue. Ayan. Wow. That was bad. Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. Did you?
I've been,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vanuatu is one of the islands in
Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ayan, tita, ano pa bang mga maidadagdag natin ngayon na updates? Pag kayo ba, tita, ay teka, let for our listener, are we mm-hmm. going to have for the next week? Radio, I think.
29 siguro. Kasi,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we will.
Yeah. So, nandito rin po kami next week.
29th yun.
Yeah, 29th.
After Christmas, but before New Year.
Yes.
For other news, tita, in the Philippines naman tayo.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just have another...
We'll give them another music, maybe, Joe. Mm-hmm. Another Christmas songs, and then yeah. come back with the Philippine news.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then.
Yes. Ganyan naman talaga. Mm.
Pero ano yung, ba ang favorite song mong pag Pasko, tita?
Pasko na naman, o kay tulin ng araw. Paskong nagdaan.
Wow, we're singing tayo. We have a Christmas carols dito.
Yeah. Ayan. Lahat naman gusto ko yan eh. Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah, Philippine.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Ito na lang, tita. Mm-hmm. Dahil laging sikat si Jose Marichan.
Yes, pagka, of course. Ha.
Pagka mm-hmm. Pasko, di ba?
Oo. Dapat na Jose Marie talaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Christmas in our hearts of Jose
Marichan. Yeah, Christmas in our hearts.
Marichan, mm-hmm. di ba? Mm-hmm. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Selling lanterns on the street, I remember the child in the manger as he sleeps. Wherever there are people giving gifts, exchanging cards, I believe that Christmas is truly in their hearts. Let's light our Christmas trees for a bright tomorrow, where nations are at peace and all are one in God.
Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let him be the one to guide us as another new year starts.
Every prayer and every song, the community unites, celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Let love light that starlight on that first Christmas morn. Lead us back to the manger where Christ the child was born. So come, let us rejoice. Come and sing a Christmas carol with one big joyful voice. Proclaim the name of the Lord. Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday. This season may we never forget the love we have for Jesus. Let him be the one to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts. Let's sing Merry Christmas and a happy holiday.
to guide us as another new year starts. And may the spirit of Christmas be always in our hearts.
Wow, Christmas in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Ano ba, tita? Nakakatuwa yan. Pero nakakatuwa pagka piniplay yan, no?
Exactly.
It's always like warm.
Narrative of how Christmas happens in the Philippines.
Yes. And speaking of good news po, ito po good news to, pero may aral din tayong mapupulot dito sa news na to. Few days ago, our living hero ang tinaguriang sa Philippines welcomes back the death row survivor Mary Jane Veloso. And supporters say that her drug smuggling conviction embodies the deepest fears of families in a country that sends millions of workers abroad each year. Mm-hmm. Ito po ang backstory po nito ay 14 years ago sa Indonesia po si Mary Jane Veloso arrived in Manila last Wednesday lang po. Mm-hmm. Pero in 2010 po she narrowly escaped death by firing squad. Mind you, di ba, right? That was in April Indonesia. 2015 naman din yun. She has always maintained her innocence, saying that she was duped into carrying a suitcase containing drugs as she traveled to a new job abroad. And then she told reporters that she's finally back in the Philippines. And behind the gate only of the correctional institution for women where she will serve her life sentence then and be able to receive family visits every day.
So she will continue.
But she's humbly asking the president for clemency. So I think ganun yata rin yun eh, no? No, parang kahit na napauwi siya o na-deport siya from Indonesia prison, she will still serve sa
Philippines.
But then they're like granting the clemency na mapawalan sala din talaga siya. So that's why social media was flooded with messages of support. Mick Veloso owes her life to a massive social media campaign. And sabi mo nga, you're one of those who signed up for here for that one. The Philippines sends millions of workers overseas every year and Veloso's conviction embodies that fear na actually, hindi. Isa lang to sa maraming mga event or I mean, pangyayari na nangyayari sa mga buhay ng mga Pilipino.
Isa naman kasi we are so trusting.
Oo.
Meron din akong...
A lot of times, kamo, we are so trusting.
We are very trusting. Especially... kung agency mo yun, I mean, especially if she came from the agency and got an overseas work job, secured an overseas
utang
job.
Utang na loob natin, what we call.
Parang naging utang.
To repay the kindness. We think it's a kindness, even if we deserve to be passed or so.
Meron din ako nabasa na news article about naman sa Middle East na this passenger befriends an old lady, befriends a fellow passenger while they are on board, and during the flight, so she was calling her anak or like, but they're not. The good thing is she didn't reveal her true identity or like, I mean, her name to the old lady or her info because I think she's also carrying drugs
for sure.
On the airport, she claims that she's traveling with her daughter, and when the police officer, like immigration officer, security asked her what's the name of the daughter,
she wasn't able to say.
But like it's like funny how you become friendly. You're not saying that you don't have to be friendly, but sometimes you just have to trust your gut feeling, you know. It's like even if you're like without any, maybe you can befriend someone, but you don't give your information. Yes. But it's just so sad that there are people whose kindness is abused because of that.
Sure. Now, I experienced that personally, kami ni James. We were in Belfast Airport, and then we're traveling back to London. And then I have this lady who's from Australia, and she's traveling to Europe. That was her retirement trip. She's celebrated her retirement by going through backpacking around the world. She's about 65 years old, but she's so fit. You look at her like she's very fit lady, right? And then we were eating, and she's next table, me and James, and then she's on her own, and then she goes, "Oh, I really need to go toilet," you know, and then of course, because we're next door to her, she goes, "Do you mind watching over my baggage?"
Oh yeah,
I go to the toilet, and I said, "Yeah, sure, I don't mind that." Now, then at that time, I said, I wonder if she's going to come back. But, you know, she's a university lecturer in Australia.
But that's what she said.
Sydney. So
that's what
you
say.
All the story you hear, right? And then I goes, okay, that's fine. So then I said to my son, I said, now, this lady, if she's not back in this time, we leave everything there. We go. We don't touch whatever. So we did not touch anything at all, you know, sa gabagahin niya. And it's just sitting on the table, right? Because she was on her own, right? It's understandable now you want to go toilet. And I said, I travel all the time. Sometimes without anybody. I carry my luggage everywhere.
Exactly.
Even in the toilet.
Even
in the silly toilet, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think she's probably looking at us and we're friendly. And because we talk Kiwis and she's Australian. So she trusted me. And on her side, she should not trust us. On our side, we should not trust her either, right? But in any case, we're very friendly. But she came back. And nothing really happened. And then she
requested you to carry some of her luggage.
Oh, there's no bloody way.
No, but it's just like sharing experiences. Sometimes you're like thinking, should I be too trusting?
That could be easily being a victim, right? Right? Because to me, I said, no, there's nothing wrong with asking someone to watch over your stuff. As long as you also use your head. Common sense, don't touch it, leave it. If she's not back, you just do your own thing, right? But you don't carry anybody's luggage.
That's another thing. No? Yeah. Ito po ay napag-uusapan lang naman. Kasi marami naman talaga
ang
ipadala, di ba? And I mean, there's no problem kung talagang kilala mo. Minsan iniisip pa pa. Ako kasi, nung OFW ako sa Saudi, dami rin nakikipadala di ba?
Yes. Marami naman
pa. Or halimbawa, parang, ito naman din kasi yung ugali ng mga Pilipino. Ito, another story naman to is, when we travel, we want to have a lot of hand carries, di ba? So we were traveling back to Philippines from Japan. And we're only allowed, I think, 7 kilos.
7 kilos.
Yes, right. And I think out of kindness, kasi tatlo kami, she really want to bring home, kasi matagal na daw siyang hindi umuwi, yung mga Nissin noodles. I know, right? Pero kasi, ang dami kasi. So, parang dalawang box yata. Eh, bukod pa dun sa hand carry niya. So, she ended up like carrying part of it and then giving away some to us and to other passengers, something like that. And then my dad said, I'll just carry what we can and then while inside, we can give it to you. I mean, but my dad made sure to open the box, of course, or like, you know, you never know what's inside, right?
And was it real noodles?
Yeah, it's noodles and stuff. But it's just funny, like how, because I also experience in being, working in Saudi Arabia, like you wanted to bring home things for your families, for your friends, and then you have to like really forget, like, oh, maybe I'm excess baggage, maybe, oh, maybe there's someone who could help me, and it's like part of us, it's like a tradition, but then to be honest, it's also impractical. Kasi ano tayo, masyado tayong communal, kasi lahat, kung gusto mo, lahat uwian talaga ng pasalubong, diba? And now practical na tayo these days na we'd rather like give them money when we go home, or like treat them for food. If you want to bring something, make sure that it's also that you can carry them, you know, it's not like a lot of things, and you know, and it's just like napagkukwentohan lang naman natin, di ba? Because OFW style,
and our attitude towards hand carry.
Yeah.
You always say, oh, I'm sure it will be okay.
Yeah, 7 kilos.
Just one more bag. I'm sure it will go through. They're going to let this through, you know? So you will see Filipinos with one shoulder bag, another shoulder bag, and a hand carry, right? Because we just try it anyway.
Yeah.
It will go through, right? And then you get to the check-in, only allowed one.
Especially if you have chocolates.
Yeah.
Unless you will buy it in duty-free. Because duty-free
check-in ka na.
It's not counted, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's why some passengers, like, you know, they just buy in duty-free. I mean, it could be a little bit pricey.
But safer ka.
Pero there are also items in duty-free that are on sale din naman.
Oh, yeah.
That na mas mababa sa ibang.
Sure,
but not all the
items. And then
items.
You sometimes feel bad for the Filipinos that always have excess carry-on because they end up opening their luggage, putting them everywhere in front of
God.
The check-in. And then sometimes it goes, do you have enough, you know, talk to you and go, do you think I can give you some of this to carry?
I'm guilty of that before, but then try now.
No,
yes. Recently, when I travel, ang isa pang nakakalimutan ko is yung you should have only at least 100 ml
liquid
and stuff. And then I always forgot that yung creams then, yung facial cream is counted as liquid, right?
Yes.
And I felt so bad recently when I traveled. Kasi yung parang yung, ang laki ko, and I love that, ano, came from my derma, na talagang tinapon, and I kinda just, wait, it's like, can I just trust, right? I can't, I mean, you know, when you can, you're in the customs, of course.
Oh, yeah, I remember in New Zealand going out.
Yeah.
Before, but now they don't check.
Yeah.
They don't check it.
But when you arrive, say, in Australia, they will. They will open it.
Yeah, but New Zealand, they don't check anymore. They don't check 100 mils and things like that anymore, right? They just let you through. But before, dami kang ilagay.
No, I think because nakikita sa, ano, sa, yes, sa scan. Now, but if it's a lot, but if it's a lot, then they will still search it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, I found a difference between traveling around UK and going out from New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Now, in the UK, domestic travels, they supply you with a very small bag. You can only fit that. and then you're only allowed one. So this is my mistake, right? Because I travel. Because I flew from one domestic airport to another.
Oh, domestic.
Yeah, okay. Domestic. This is domestic. And then I put, we can do two of these, right? Two of these. No, you're only allowed one. So I end up throwing my some of my silly stuff because, you know, creams, you know.
Oh,
things like that.
Yeah, true, right.
So I have to throw them away. Now, very small bag. And then, you know, as opposed to me doing these big freezer bags, because that's how I travel. But, I have to remind, I have to remind Helen.
Because she's traveling soon.
Yes, she's traveling soon. I have to remind her that in London Airport, you get this supplied to you very small, so make sure you don't carry
more. Or otherwise, you put it on your
check-in luggage. Check-in luggage.
Usually talaga check-in.
Check-in. It's safer always on the check-in.
Speaking naman din sa where we're traveling now, we're talking about traveling these days now. In our recent trip sa Japan, sa mga train stations pala doon, you can rarely, or like wala talaga na trash can. Yes.
So you bring your own rubbish as well.
Yeah.
And because bring it back.
In the earlier times nung nagkaroon ng bombing, they remove all the trash cans in all the stations, train stations.
That's where they dump the
bomb. Because that's where they dump the, bomb.
The bomb.
Yeah. So sabi ko nga nun, sabi ko, ba't walang basurahan dito? Unless you go to the toilets, but it's like very small. You cannot even go like always there. Like, you know, but surprisingly, traveling.
Because we're so used to bins everywhere, right? Yeah, yes. Especially in New Zealand, bins everywhere.
Like even if I go to the customer service, asking, can I throw this? No, we don't. You're not allowed to. Throw it. It's like, okay.
So you carry your own rubbish around. But in the hotel, I hope there's rubbish.
Of course. In the hotel, yes, there is. But like in the train stations. Meron din naman sa airport na. Pero hindi
airport,
lang.
Airport.
Kasi there are naman security roaming around. But because in train stations, it's so crowded. And then there's not much to, no one to...
Monitor
check
or
and monitor
everything that's going on in the train station. And people, it's a fast-paced airport, right?
Yeah.
Not airport. I mean, it's a fast-paced station.
Spaces, areas. Kung maulan dito sa New Zealand daw, sa Pasko, sa Philippines din, Tita, maulan.
Maulan din.
Lalo na ngayon.
Especially sa Bicol region, Tita.
Yes.
And Quezon. Ayan. Including heavy rains, Quezon, Camarines Norte, Eastern Samar,
Camarines Norte,
Dinagat Islands, Surigao. So Visayas and Mindanao to experience scattered rains and thunderstorms due to the intertropical convergence zone. The northern monsoon or Amihan will bring rains over Cagayan Valley, Cordillera, and Aurora. And some light rains over the rest of Luzon. So, everywhere. Umuulan.
It's stormy season right now. So storm season. Typhoon.
It's a stormy season. Mm-mm. And you know what? There was also a recent, yung Malaysia. We were talking about traveling anyway, right? One of the international news is Malaysia is trying to search again the missing MH370 aircraft.
Oh, dear. How long ago is that now?
That's like a decade now. Yeah, more than a decade. Mm-hmm. Of that disappearance of aviation. Actually, makapanood mo yun sa Netflix, di ba? Documentary of the missing MA.
Have they got at least a hint where it is?
Wala.
So where will they search? Balik na naman sa Pinang.
They find fragments.
They have found some fragments. 18 fragments of the plane have been recovered, washed ashore in the various.
So it sounded like to me that it's just, I don't know, crashed in the water.
Most probably still underneath. What were found were only the ones, maybe lighter ones that floated.
You never know what happened to that, Yes. And 3 days ago, there were full evacuation of residents from Canlaon danger zone. Dahil po yan sa...
That's only 45 minutes from my city.
Yes.
You can actually hear it from where we were.
Anong nangyari doon?
Volcano.
Volcano.
Volcano eruption.
And it's an active volcano, Canlaon.
It's a very active
Mm. It's like amin yung Mayon volcano, okay. Hindi. Mm.
Di ba active din ang Mayon?
Pero so? Oh, pero hindi so far.
Not this time, but it's an active volcano. And like Taal volcano as well.
Active din yun.
It's an active volcano. Ayan. At alam mo ba, tita, that the Malacanang Palace Christmas tree na nasa palasyo, the public is invited for that?
Oh, she.
Ayan.
So anybody can go and grab some presents.
Yeah, you wish.
Ayan. You siguro, wish. Ano, merong certain number of people that could. Yeah. Ayan. May, pwede kayong palang bumisita ngayon sa Malacanang. Tara sa palasyo. Yan po ang annual Christmas event nung nanumpa si Marcos since 2022. Naging ongoing effort na daw po ito. Na ganun nga po. Ayan. At mag-ingat po kayo sa mga motorista. Hindi lang sa Pilipinas, maski dito sa New Zealand, kasi maraming nagta-travel, di ba?
Correct, yeah.
Do during holidays
lalo
talaga.
Lalo na holiday season. Yeah.
At syempre, pandami na naman punuan sa mga bus doon sa Philippines. If you watch the news, grabe, they will like really line up just to go home to their provinces. And like, really like, nakaka-sad na yung transport. Nag-i-improve naman ang transport system. Pero because of our growing population talaga.
Hindi na makater.
Infrastructure is not really catching up as fast as the population.
Exactly.
Parang But tapos dagdagan pa ng mga overseas.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Ayan. Malapit na tayo matapos ah.
Ayan, Pamaskong song ulit.
Yes, before we say goodbye.
Ayan, meron man may mababatiin po ba kayo nagse-celebrate ng birthday?
Yes, happy birthday nung si Risa natin dito.
Ah, si Risa natin.
Nag-birthday siya nung 19? Friday. Kaya naman 20.
20 ay Friday.
20,
yes. Saturday yung Christmas party natin.
21 yun,
21 pala yun. Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Risa. Risa. And thank you so much for being such a good member sa dance troupe natin. And of course,
Andun siya kahapon, di ba?
Yes.
With the friends.
And we will see you sa 26. Boxing Day ng dance troupe natin. Christmas party. Ayan. So, yung ano naman, ang tawag dito, pasalamat ulit tayo sa AG Motors Tita Verge for a very good Christmas gathering kahapon.
Ayan. Kay Mr. Regan.
Regan Rodriguez.
Regan,
Rodriguez.
At sa buong
AJ Motors Henderson.
Kasi marami pong AJ Motors. Ayan. Ito po ang Pasko na sinta ko.
paano ang Pasko? Alay ko sa'yo.
Ayan, sa mga nakakamiss po sa mga kanilang pamilya.
Yes.
Ayan.
Paskong Pasko na talaga.
Totoo na.
Malapit na tayong matapos, Tita Verge.
Oo nga. Ilang minuto na lang po mga kababayan at malapit na kaming magpaalam sa inyo. Mawawala kami ng mga isang linggo lang naman and the next Sunday, 29th, nandito po ulit kami. Yes. Meantime, magsaya kayo sa Pasko and then magkikita tayo or maririnig ninyo kami bago magbagong taon. Yes. Magsaya na naman kayo sa bagong taon at sa buong 2025.
Yes.
Meantime, kung kayo po'y may handa dyan, huwag nyo kaming kalimutang kumbidahin at kahit saan kayo, nandun pupunta kami.
Yes, for sure.
Talaga ba yan, tita?
Oo. Yung yeah. pala eh, sa layo-layo, ano?
Yes.
Ayan.
Mm-hmm. Maraming salamat po at magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat at Merry Christmas!
Yes!
Merry Christmas po sa inyong lahat.
Yes. Maraming salamat sa pag-subaybay niyo po sa programa natin dito sa Samut Sarik, Philippine Cultural Radio, 104.6, Planet FM. And again, thank you to AJ Motors for a very good event yesterday, successfully.
Yes.
Yeah, and super thankful. Super thankful sa mga presence niyo sa community natin.
Yeah.
And we're so blessed to know AJ Motors. And of course, yes, mag-ingat po kayo sa pag-celebrate nyo ng Pasko. Be kind to each other. Family gathering yan. Love each other. Yun lang po ang importante sa mundong ito. Pamilya. Ayan. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli. Ito po si Manang Trini. Signing off. Bye-bye.